KSRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Pentagon is now admitting that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is recovering from prostate cancer surgery and a related infection.
The Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and the Pentagon have released more details about Austin's health and his secretive hospitalization. The 70-year-old defense secretary underwent prostate cancer surgery on December 22nd. Then, on January 1st, he was hospitalized with an infection. Doctors say the cancer was detected early and Austin's prognosis is excellent. Questions still remain about why the defense secretary failed to notify the White House about his condition and his hospitalization for several days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is claiming that they didn't know. Also at SRNnews.com, disagreements appear poised to derail any hopes of reaching a federal budget compromise.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell told reporters Tuesday Congress will, in his words, obviously need to pass another continuing resolution to keep government up and running. That's because with some departments set to run out of funds on the 19th and others on February 2nd, there is still no compromise in sight. Even the common fallback of a CR may elude lawmakers this time around. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters last year that, in his words, he's done with short-term continuing resolutions. Bob Agner reporting.
Pro-Hamas demonstrators shut down I-5 northbound in Seattle for 6 hours Saturday, and following complaints about a lack of response, Washington State Patrol says troopers did the best they could to respond. WSP said they were aware of one report on Friday about the plan, but they say they didn't know the time or the place. No one was arrested. An Alaska Airlines flight from Everett, Washington to Honolulu was redirected to Portland Tuesday. The plane was over the Pacific when it returned due to an issue with radios. This is SRN News. Well, the question is, has America become feminized?
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, the general public is evenly divided on the question of whether society has become too feminine. 48% say yes, 48% say no. White evangelical Protestants are more certain. 67% believe the U.S. is being feminized, as do 53% of white mainline Protestants and 53% of white Catholics. 72% of Republicans also see society as too feminine. 24% of Democrats agree. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-abortion forces in South Dakota say they will try to enshrine the procedure in the state constitution this year via referendum. South Dakota outlaws all abortions except in cases where the life of the mother is at risk. Several states will consider abortion amendments in 2024 as Democrats seek to place the procedure beyond the reach of lawmakers in the future. This is SRN News. One of the world's largest renewable energy developers will be getting hundreds of wind turbines from General Electric spinoff GE Vernova as part of a record equipment order and long-term service deal.
The manufacturer says the deal will deliver 674 of the towering turbines for Pattern Energy's SunZia wind project in central New Mexico. The project is to come online in 2026 and is expected to become the biggest wind farm in the Western Hemisphere. Backers say it'll eventually funnel electricity it produces across a multi-billion-dollar transmission line to populated Western U.S. markets.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Social media platform X will launch peer-to-peer payments this year. The Elon Musk-owned company made the announcement in a blog post Tuesday, saying the new feature will unlock more user utility and new opportunities for commerce. More details at srnnews.com.